it's always going to outperform other capital assets because it has none of their defects. The idea of Bitcoin is what? I want to own 121 millionth of all the money in the world forever. Okay, tell me the problem with that idea. When will that be obsolete? 10,000 years ago, people were murdering each other to own the money in the world. 10,000 years from now, they'll still want it. The second best idea has gone through 37 different iterations. I'm on the iPhone 17 Pro Max, right? It obsolesces. But 121 millionth of all the money in the world? 121 millionth of all the money in the world forever. 121 millionth of all the money in the world forever? Forever. 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 I want to own 121 millionth of all the money in the world forever. That will outlast every country. That'll outlast your language. That'll outlast every company. Gold inflates at 2% a year. You might think that's a small number. The difference between 2% inflation and 0% inflation is the half-life of your wealth at 2% is 36 years. The half-life of your wealth at 0% is forever. 2%. Think about it. 2%. When people tell you 2% doesn't matter, it matters a lot. So the real breakthrough of Bitcoin is it is perfect money. It is the first perfect commodity which there's zero inflation, without the attack surfaces of a corporation, without the physical presence of a building. Forever. You've stripped away. Okay, tell me the problem with that idea. You want to own 121 millionth of all the money in the world forever? It is perfect money. It is perfect money. It is in the world forever. Think about it.